Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Welcome back to Digital Marketing Decoded. I'm Michelle Maloney, and with me as always is Gustavo. Quick question to kick us off. Have you ever launched a headline that looked great in copy tests, then watched first interaction drop by 40% once it hit the page? It happens. Today, we're going to show a faster, privacy-safe way to catch that before it costs you traffic and conversions.
Guilty as charged. I've seen teams fall in love with a phrase in a doc, and then, surprise, nobody clicks it on the site. We're talking about attention proxies, quick signals that approximate where people look or hover without eye-tracking labs. Think cursor heat maps, CSS blink tests, and short hover-to-reveal flags. They'll help you validate your hero and headline within days, not months.
Before we dig into the how, here's the promise. These methods are no-code friendly, privacy-first, and practical for small teams. So, Gustavo, take us through what exactly an attention proxy is and where cursor heat maps fit in.
Okay, what an attention proxy is, in plain terms, a lightweight interaction or timing signal that stands in for where a visitor looked or what grabbed their attention. Pros: fast to implement, cheap, and privacy safe if you don't capture identifiers. Cons: they're proxies, not perfect eye tracking. Cursor heat maps are a good start because cursor movement often correlates with attention, especially on desktop. Scroll depth tells you what parts of the hero or page people actually reach. CSS blink or timing tests surface how quickly someone's eye is caught by a visual element by toggling subtle contrast for a split second and measuring dwell after that moment. And finally, timed hover flags, like a 500 millisecond hover to reveal, can indicate quick interest without heavy instrumentation.
Right, and I'll add something from the branding side. These nudges need to feel native to your experience. A clever blink test that looks like an ad will push people away. So when Gustavo talks about trade-offs, tell listeners which tricks create artifacts, those artificial attention spikes you don't actually want.
Good point. Artifact risk is real. If you overdo attention nudges, flashy animations, or aggressive hover reveals, you can create fake interest that won't translate into conversions. That's why I always recommend clear event contracts and conservative defaults. Capture ephemeral flags like attention.firstinteractionTime, attention.hoverFlag, true false, and attention.sectionAbandonment, and never send user IDs or long-lived client identifiers. Keep events minimal and ephemeral.
Let's get tactical for teams that don't want to write code. Gustavo, walk us through the no-code wiring, tag manager recipes, split testing with query params, and the kinds of event names that are safe to use.
Sure. No-code wiring looks like this. Use your tag manager to fire ephemeral events. Example recipe: create a GTM trigger that watches for the CSS class attention blink variant being toggled. Then push an event named attention.blinkTime to the data layer with a single number, milliseconds to first interaction. For cursor heat maps, you can use a lightweight tool or even a snippet that emits attention.cursorMove events at coarse intervals. No keystrokes, no form content. For split tests, append ?pilot=control or ?pilot=variant to your landing URLs and let your tag manager capture which slice a user is in. Important: event names should be generic. Avoid user dot or session dot identifiers, and ensure retention rules are documented so nothing persists past the pilot.
I love that. Practical and safe. For people measuring, what dashboards and metrics should they watch in that first 72 hours? And what do those numbers actually mean for brand and conversions?
Focus on a few key metrics. First interaction time, how long until the first attention event, hover-to-click ratio on the hero CTA, and section abandonment for the hero area. First interaction time gives you a sense of immediate salience. If variant B drops median first interaction by 300 milliseconds, that's promising. Hover-to-click ratio helps you gauge whether attention converts to intent. Section abandonment shows if people stop engaging after initial glance. But remember, these are signals. any positive movement should map to a conversion metric, like CTA clicks or microconversions, and then be validated with a short AB on the conversion itself.
And from the brand lens, interpret carefully. A small increase in hover might mean curiosity, or it might mean confusion. Simple micro-copy changes can move attention without improving clarity. So pair these metrics with a 3-5 user qualitative check. Ask, what did you expect this page to do? And what would make you click? That gives context to the numbers.
Exactly. Which brings us to the heart of the episode, the 72-hour pilot. Here's a template you can copy. Hypothesis, variant B's shorter headline increases first interaction, median, by at least 200 milliseconds versus control and leads to a 5% lift in CTA clicks. Two variants, control, current hero, and variant B, headline plus subtle visual anchor. Rollout slice, 10 to 25% of traffic split by query param. Minimum sample heuristic, aim for at least 500 observations per variant for attention events and 200 conversion events combined before you call it. Dashboard checks, watch for unusual spikes in event volume, instrumentation bugs. Compare median first interaction, hover slash click, and section abandonment. If you see a positive attention signal, run a short AB focused on the conversion metric before scaling.
And here's a tiny qualitative script you can use after 72 hours. Hi, thanks for chatting. I'm looking at a landing page and would love 2 minutes. Can you tell me in your own words what this page promises? What would make you click the main button? If you had to rewrite the headline in one line, what would you say? Keep it friendly, keep it short, and record verbatim answers. 3-5 of these calls usually clarifies whether attention equals understanding or just curiosity.
Quick checklist to ship in 72 hours. 1. Define hypothesis and conversion metric. 2. Implement attention events via Tag Manager with strict event names and no identifiers. 3. Split with query params. 4. Monitor the 3 dashboards we mentioned. 5. Run 3-5 quick user calls. And 6. If both attention and conversion look promising, run a targeted AB on conversion before rollout. That sequence helps mitigate false positives and protection against noisy short-run signals.
Before we wrap, a few brand-minded cautions. Avoid gimmicks that pull focus away from your value proposition. Don't weaponize attention metrics to justify clutter, and always map attention back to user understanding. Small design tweaks, microcopy, contrast changes, or a subtle anchor often beat flashy tricks when your goal is clarity.
And from a privacy perspective, implement strict event contracts, only ephemeral flags, no keystrokes, no PII, and set automatic retention rules. Document everything in your experiment playbook so engineers and analysts know the data lifecycle. That keeps your test fast and low risk.
Great. Let's close with the 3 quick takeaways. 1, attention proxies are fast and cheap, but are proxies, not a replacement for conversion-focused ABs. 2, instrument with privacy and simplicity in mind, ephemeral events and no identifiers. 3, always pair signals with a small qualitative check before scaling decisions.
Your listener challenge. Pick one landing page this week. Run the 72-hour pilot template we described and commit to 3 user calls if you see any promising signals. We built a downloadable pilot checklist and example tag rules to make this one click easier. Subscribe and grab it.
Thanks for tuning in to Digital Marketing Decoded. If this episode helped, subscribe so you don't miss the checklist and tag recipes. Try the pilot, tell us how it goes, and let's decode.